Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we've been talking about what it's like to be a caregiver. I know that we have so many listeners that they're helping take care of their parents, or maybe you're getting in that stage of life where you're thinking, yeah, I don't need full-time help, but I might need some help. And so wherever you're at, from whatever end of the spectrum you are, whether you are a caregiver or maybe you think I might need some, we've been able to encourage you yesterday, and we're going to continue our conversation with Brent Stevens and Mary Brown. They are with a organization based here in Lexington that also provides help in Winchester, Paris, Richmond, and Nicholasville called Home Instead. And so if you're like, man, you got my ears, Greg, with that, you're involved right now either with caregiving or you're going to need it, or you're just worn out and you're like, man, I need to find out what's available out there. This is a faith-based organization that wants to provide hope, and you can go check out their website, homeinstead.com. That's homeinstead.com. But Mary, you were sharing yesterday, and if you missed yesterday's program, I always want to remind you, always catch podcasts of our program. They're only 14 minutes long. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And Mary shared her powerful story about how she was involved in ministry, helped run Bluegrass Adoption Services, and did that for several years. And then at 60, that organization decided that it was time for them to stop, but yet she still needed employment like a lot of people, and didn't want to just do a job, but wanted to make a difference. And so she found Home Instead, and it's a really cool story how she did. So if you missed it, go check out the podcast from yesterday's program at hopeishere.today. But Mary, I like, you know, as you and I were talking before we went on the air today, that you shared that, you know, there's just a different mindset. Yeah, this is a job and you do get paid for it, but you look at it as so much more than that, don't you?
Yes, I do, Greg. Anyone can come in and has the potential of doing a great job being a caregiver when they look at it as a profession, and they can provide well for the clients, they can develop relationships, they can show love and compassion and care, and meet the needs of that client that they're serving. But I think it really does take, caregiving really takes a whole different dimension when it's viewed as a ministry, and when a Christian person comes in and provides that care, because when we're entering it as a ministry, it takes on the love of Christ. And when we take on that mindset of Christ, as Paul did in his exhortation to the Philippian church, he told them that they needed to be like-minded with Christ, they needed to be humble and to serve others, caring for others without thinking of themselves. And when I go in to work with a client, I want to serve them. I want to give them the very best that they deserve, to give them the dignity that they deserve, the compassion and care and love and support. And when you're a Christian and you are following in Christ's example, where your capabilities end, then we know that the Holy Spirit steps in and picks up where our abilities leave off and allow us to have a deeper relationship and a deeper wisdom and understanding and care in what we're doing. And even in those situations that sometimes are very challenging, and it becomes, even if the person that you're serving is not a person of faith themselves, we feel that when we provide that care with that background and with that love of Christ, then they see and they notice the difference. And they will often say to me, they'll say, you know, you love what you do. I don't understand, how can you love what you do that much? And I will say, well, it's easy because I said Christ loved us, and in that same manner, I can love what I do and love the people that I provide the care for.
Well, it's beautiful. I think we all would like to be used as the hands and feet of Jesus, and you're definitely doing that. And I guess I'm sitting there thinking, as you're meeting with some of these people, you kind of have a captive audience, because if you're going to be a caregiver, they kind of need your help. But yet, the way you do it, approaching it from the mindset of being a follower of Jesus, people can tell. I mean, there's a difference. Is that a fair statement, Mary?
Yes, I think that's fair. You know, even sometimes I've worked with people that have been, for lack of a better word, a little crusty. And and I noticed that after some point that they are apologizing for their language when I come in, or they will not behave in such a way. And while it's kind of amusing when you see that, you realize that they're respecting you, because they realize that it's different, and that you're doing something different, and they appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that's, the Bible talks about us being salt and light, mm-hmm. and just even our vocabulary, just being positive, not using profanity, and, God's not looking for perfection, but we really do honor God with our actions and our words, and I love that people are kind of like, Mary's around, and I know that she's a follower of Jesus, and man, I want to respect her and honor that. And I think people sometimes think nobody's notices, but I think people actually do.
I think so, it's such a joy and a pleasure and honor for me to be able to serve people. And I, we always say, I know it's a cliche in many ways, but people will say, well, I learn more from the people I serve than what I give them. But it's really true, because as we serve someone in this capacity and meet their needs, then they are able to, in many cases, open up and share with us about their life and give us so much wisdom in return. And so to me, when we do this, as I've said, in the mind of Christ, then it's a win-win situation, not just for the client that we serve, but for us as well.
Well, one of the things that I like about your organization, on top of the core values, one of them being we want to honor God in all that we do, which you don't see that very often, but I love that about Home Instead. But Brent, one of the things too that I've had contact with several people in your organization, Justina that contacted me, is like a faithful listener of Hope Is Here. And one of the things I think it's really awesome about your organization is that probably close to 90% of the people are actually followers of Jesus. Is that an accurate statement?
That would be accurate. This is just a profession that draws people of faith to it. One of my favorite pieces of scripture is John 15:12, and it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And that's Jesus speaking, and that's how, as caregivers, we can live this out. Is for caring. One way we can do this is by just caring for people, and that's something that allows you that through us you can do in a formal a job role to do it. But I think there's also plenty of opportunities informally, whether that be as fellow. People in your congregation at church, whether that be your neighbor or a family, those opportunities exist. And sometimes it takes looking up from your phone, or sometimes it takes walking across the street to actually talk to your neighbor, to meet that person. But those opportunities exist. And it doesn't have to be something complicated. It can be simple, just helping pull their trash can from the road, or helping, when it's nice and snowy, going out and shoveling the driveway. The opportunities are out there, and that's one thing I love about this job, that allows you to love others in that capacity.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. You're right. I think we make it too complicated sometimes. Something just as simple, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. I know I've got a neighbor that's a shut-in or, you know, very limited in their driving, doesn't like to drive at night. And, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you need anything? Just a simple phone call or just even the thing of just texting. I mean, people say, I don't want to really talk, but just to text somebody, hey, thinking about you, I want to check and make sure that you're okay. So there's a lot of simple ways that we can kind of be caregivers. Is that accurate?
There are, and again, it can be just those simple everyday activities. But you know, if you notice that it's something more, or maybe they, you know, where you start to notice they're wearing the same clothes every day, or maybe you may see hygiene being an issue. There are avenues that where we can come in, or different organizations can come in and kind of help support that individual and find out how to keep them in a healthy lifestyle. But the opportunities exist, and they're all around us.
Well, Mary, as we're about ready to wrap things up here, what would you say to somebody that maybe kind of was like the spot you were? Hey, I'm 60, I got to keep on working, but I don't want to just do any job. I'd like to do something where I know I've got to get paid, or where I'm making a difference. What would you say to somebody that's listening out there right now?
Well, I don't always want to assume that person is a person of faith that is looking for that particular job, but if they are, I can tell them that there is certainly no other service that emulates more the model of Christian living that Christ gave us to serve others with humility and having that servant's heart and showing that kind of compassion. We not only have the satisfaction and the contentment of knowing that we are helping others, but it gives us a special joy and peace of mind that we are doing our best to be able to be Christ-like in all ways. And I would highly recommend people to look into caregiving, and both men and women. It's not just an organization for women. We have male caregivers, and they're needed very much so in many cases. And it's a good job for people who, and a good ministry for people who are semi-retired or retired and feel like they would still like to be doing something. And this is an excellent program for that purpose. And you can call your hours, you can or the level of care, what your physical abilities are to care for someone, and it's a perfect job for me going into semi-retired but still wanting to serve, and I would highly recommend it.
All right. Well, we've had a great time. Time flies when you're having fun, but I've had Brent Stevens with me, and that was Mary Brown you just heard speaking with Home Instead. And if you're like, man, I need some help, either caregiving, I'm just worn out, and maybe you don't need it, you know, you can't afford not to be around every day, but you're like, at least a day where I can go do things, take care of personal errands. You need to check these people out. Or if you need some employment, Mary, wow, what a great ministry she's got, and actually able to make some income also. So go to their website, homeinstead.com. That's homeinstead.com. I know that you will be blessed. And as you can tell, Brent and Mary, just wonderful, wonderful people. And hopefully I've provided some encouragement today for those that need some caregiving help. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
The signs of an aging parent can be overwhelming, but at Home Instead Senior Care, we understand the struggle of caring for an aging loved one. What was once simple, like making a cup of hot tea or getting the mail, isn't so simple for them anymore. It's why we offer everything from individualized help around the house to advanced Alzheimer's care to keep them safe and sound at home instead of anywhere else. Take the first step and call us anytime at 859-273-0085 or visit us at homeinstead.com/312. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.